USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A new poll finds more than a third of all parents oppose vaccine requirements for public schools. The Kaiser Family Foundation survey shows 35% of parents say it should be up to them to decide whether their kids get vaccinated for diseases such as measles, mumps, and rubella. That's over a 10% jump from the pre-pandemic polls. Russia launches one of its largest air attacks on Ukraine since their war began. Dozens of missiles were fired across the country. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Yevhen Yanin says Ukraine's military intercepted most of the missiles.
Our anti-missile system works quite well, but due to the high quantity of cruise missiles shot by Russian Federation, we still face some difficulties.
The attacks have led to emergency power cuts throughout the country. One of the first rioters to enter the Capitol during last year's riot is headed to prison. Doug Jensen of Iowa was sentenced to 5 years after being convicted of multiple charges. He became one of the more recognizable figures in the attack after he was seen chasing a U.S. Capitol police officer who diverted the mob away from the Senate floor. The Keystone Pipeline is mostly back online, but the shortages created by the leak has caused concern. Rich Johnson with more.
The White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with any possible Keystone issues. At the same time, it's releasing a plan to replenish the reserve, asking for bids from oil companies to sell Uncle Sam up to 3 million barrels. But something new in the government's plan this time, buying all that oil for a fixed price. It could take months or years to refill the reserve, which is at its lowest level in 38 years.
That is Rich Johnson reporting. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060 and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off up to 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation could plunge the economy into recession. Viruses may be at their peak. Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. has been hit hard by a combination of the common cold, RSV, strep throat, the flu, and COVID this year. But new data indicates there may be a light at the end of the tunnel. The CDC estimates there have been 13 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 7,300 deaths. But some experts believe we may be close to peaking based on new data.
The Philadelphia PA school system is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. The sequel to the highest-grossing movie of all time is making some noise at the box office. Director James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water, is on its way to pulling in $17 million in its first night from showings that began on Thursday afternoon. Cameron's Avatar is the all-time box office champ, earning almost $3 billion since its release in 2009. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.